Welcome to the Imaginarium of DVO.
The Orbee has nothing to fear.
This is a special podcast for Danny Voiceovers. Practice makes perfect. Or does it? Well, actually, you know it really does make the difference between a standard recording and a really professional one. Yes, I must be honest, I am a fan of listening to my own voice, but only when it's really necessary, for research purposes, to learn, to make things better. After all, that's what we do. The only thing that makes us stand out from the everyday chatter is our performance. How often have you heard a friend or work colleague say, "Yes, I can do all that voiceover malarkey, I can be a voice artist," but you know in reality, there is so much more to it than just words being spoken towards a microphone. You need something that creates an evocative, a thought-provoking performance to get those little grey cells into action, trying to engage the listener to make them a call of action. Put yourself in the position of a client. They need a message to be conveyed in the best possible way, whether it be an internal conference opening or a short web promo. Perhaps even a radio advert to promote their business. The bottom line is, if they're paying for it, they really need it to be as good as possible. That's where we come in, the professional voice artist. We start by honing our skills. We spend hours, days, even weeks auditioning, performing in the hope that we get hired. Sometimes it's fruitful and you get decent work. Other times it's not so easy. But I always look at this as an experience. It's a great way to perfect one's skills, making it better. Tweak every little piece that you can, just to make the recording rounded, fuller, and better. You see, without us being our own directors, producers, and general production managers, there would be no yardstick to measure our quality by. We have to be as good as we can be, because we're only as good as the last job and performance that we've done. It's a bit like the story of ethics. Ethics is what you do when no one is watching. If no one is there to see you're doing the right thing, how do you know that what you've done is any good? Creating a voiceover is just a step in the right direction for perfection. Honing one's skills, perfecting the art of an emotional voice. It's all about the voice and delivery, which affects our voice. It's a solitary job in itself, but worth the investment in time and practice. To this day, I can't say I'm entirely happy with any voiceover job I've ever done. Yes, I know it sounds like I have OCD, but after listening to a production once it's been edited, I still think I could have played it better, recorded it smoother, softer perhaps, even more powerful, with more emphasis. You see what I did there? I guess the point I'm trying to make is to be the best you can be. Listen to your own recordings and be your own judge of quality and performance. Never send anyone a second-rate demo. Put your heart and soul into each and every audition that you do. If you set the bar high enough, any prospective client will understand how good your performance can be and therefore, hopefully, hire you, comfortable in the knowledge that you will give them the best you possibly can, all the time. So, that's my advice for you today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Until next time, voice experts, take care, clean that pop filter, and always remember to back everything up on your computer.
The Orbee has nothing to fear.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginarium of DVO, and we'll see you for the next episode.